There's some controversy swirling in the halls of Baltimore City Hall these days about the purchase of a new telephone system, a voice over IP system. It's an internet-based system. The controversy is whether the purchase was competitively bid. The city controller says it was not, and it's being reported that the purchase was not competitively bid. The mayor's office insists it was and says it has proof. Joining us is Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. Madam Mayor, how would you like to address this?
Thank you very much for taking my call today, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. There have been a lot of allegations thrown around, irresponsibly thrown around, and I'm confident that the facts already prove the city's purchasing process was not only legal, it was appropriate, and we can move past this. Our goal is to provide the people of the city with the most efficient and cost-effective service possible. And what happened this week, however, was complicated by the Sun's inaccurate reporting. I've lived in Baltimore my whole life. So when something's on the front page of the Sun, people assume that it's accurate. And this is because of generations of hardworking reporters that developed that reputation, people like Peter Herman and Justin Fenton. But this week, rather than accurately informing their readers, the Sun chose to cut corners in a way that they describe a common municipal contract. The Sun refers to one of our contracts, which is like hundreds that the city has made, as a no-bid contract. The connotation is that the purchases that were made under the contract were inappropriate. We've all heard the stories. The former mayor was found to have given a no-bid contract to her former campaign manager, and famously, Halliburton was given billions of no-bid contracts. What's more, there is not a single certified public purchasing officer in the country that would describe the city's purchase of this equipment as a no-bid contract. Not one single certified public purchasing officer. This is not a small issue. I pride myself on being transparent. I pride myself on being ethical, and I hold my administration to the same standards. And if any employee has entered into an illegal contract, they would be dealt with. Yesterday, the city solicitor asked the Sun for a complete retraction of their inaccurate story, yet the paper stands by its erroneous use of the term no bid, rather than admit that they were wrong. So we can move on. The Sun doubled down on their insinuations.
Mayor, a no bid contract infers that the contract was awarded without going through the normal process. Was it?
It was gone. Not only has it gone through the normal process, the Sun has proof. We gave them evidence of that. We gave them the process. They could see it was bid, and they still printed a false story.
How many bids did this contract attract?
How many bids did the contract? It's 16. The contract in question was indeed competitively bid and received a total of 16 bidders.
How coincidental is it that 25 Digicon employees happen to work as contractors in your IT office and the contract was awarded to Digicon?
The individuals that were requesting and approving purchases were city employees. No contractors were approving purchases.
Was there any favoritism displayed in the purchase?
There's no contractor with a supervisory position that had any influence in the decision-making process for procuring equipment. All procurement goes through the city purchasing process.
Why in these times of tight budgets does the city need to even purchase a new telephone system?
The issue is this. There were 80 phones purchased, and we have, in efforts to make sure that an $8 million contract is done effectively and efficiently. You know, we have a duty. I have a duty to make sure that the technology that we're getting is the best, the most effective, and the most efficient. And in order to do that, we have to do our investigation, and that's what we did.
All right, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.
Thank you for taking the call.